You are listening to Terry Tibbett here in our studios for Juno Afternoon. Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Thank you for being here with us today. I'm Rhonda McBride. You've been listening to Terry Tibbett. She is going to be singing in the Joni Mitchell retrospective coming up at the Crystal Saloon. And really, it's been a long time dream of hers to do this Joni Mitchell retrospective. So welcome to Juno Afternoon, Terry.
Thank you, Rhonda. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Nice to hear some music, get a preview. So tell me, how did all of this get started?
Well, I really want to thank Taylor at the Crystal Saloon and Ballroom because we all know what a great voice she has and what a great spirit she has and also what a great manager style she has. And she's been doing a great job managing the Crystal Saloon. And I had talked to her, at least a year ago about the idea of doing a tribute to Joni Mitchell, something I've been wanting to do for the past 45 years living here in Juneau. And I just have always wanted to do one. She was like, yeah, let's do it. And of course, so we fast forward to September 14th, and here we are, we're going to do it. And she's singing, I'm singing, and another woman named June Bunch is singing, and we're being joined by some other people too as well.
Boy, some great voices there. That's going to be fun to hear. So, Terry, why Joni Mitchell?
I'm, first of all, a big fan of Joni Mitchell's songs. I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and her songs were on the radio when I was a teenager. I love listening to her songs, but I love that it was a woman writing her own songs, which wasn't very common in those days. And here was this woman, she was the instrumentalist, she was the producer of her own songs, she was the songwriter, and she was the vocals as well. She did all the not all the instrumentation, but she basically directed the show. And I thought, wow, you know, as a teenager, I'm like, yep, that's what I want to do. So she not only gave me that inspiration, but also her voice is so beautiful in my, you know, estimation.
I remember hearing her growing up as well. I'm dating myself along with you, but it was just a wonderful silky voice to hear on the radio, and it was really quite different.
Definitely. She had her own style. And the second thing I'd say about Joni is that she was my vocal teacher because I learned to sing by singing along with Joni Mitchell records. And she's got an incredible range, very low, very high. And when you sing along with her records, you're forced to develop your own range. And I always tell people that, yeah, Joni Mitchell was my teacher. I mean, I never met her, but I did learn to sing with Joni Mitchell records.
I think that's a common experience with artists, that there's someone who they initially begin by mimicking their style, and then it kind of merges with their own and something new is created. Because I wouldn't say that you're a carbon copy of Joni Mitchell, but I can tell now that you've told me this that she has been a big influence. So give us a preview of one of the songs that you're going to perform in the retrospective.
Thanks for that invitation. I'm going to do just an abbreviated version of California. This is a song I'm going to do in the show. We're each going to do our own solo segment, each of the main singers, Taylor, June, and myself. And this is one of the songs that I'm going to do in my solo set. I chose this to include in my solo set because I'm from California. And Joni, you know, got her start in Laurel Canyon, and my grandmother lived in Laurel Canyon. I spent a lot of time there. And during those years when they were all living there in that Laurel Canyon scene. So that's what this song's, well, the song's actually about Greece, her time in Greece, but she's longing for California. Sitting in a park in Paris, France, reading the news, and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Ah, but California, California, I'm coming home. make me feel good rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news of home you read, more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Ooh, ooh.
So nice. I bet a lot of good memories are associated with that song for you.
Definitely, definitely.
So what became of Joni Mitchell? I hate to say I haven't followed her, though, you know, her song Both Sides Now and others are still among my favorites.
Me too, for sure. Joni, in the early days, was identified as a folk musician, a singer-songwriter-style folk musician, and she was always evolving. I think that's one of her signature. One of the things about Joni is that she continued to evolve throughout her career, and she moved into jazz, and she continued to write songs and create her own melodies, her own instrumentation, but leaned into more of a jazz style. Years went by. She performed. She was always a shy performer, so she didn't do that many performances, and certainly not big stadiums or those kinds of things. And then she got older and left the music world. She continued to paint and do things at her home in California. But a few years ago, she experienced an aneurysm. I think it was some kind of a something happened to her brain, and similar to a stroke. And I don't want to speak authoritatively because I can't remember what it was, but it took her a few years to retrain herself to hold a guitar and sing and do these things. And I'm not even sure, just recently she performed at a festival that she had performed at in her early career. And Brandi Carlile, a famous singer, brought her to the stage, or they all were on the stage, and Joni Mitchell sang her songs, and it was a very emotional moment for her fans, of course, to be able to see her singing again, and then also to the people on the stage who were obviously just engulfed in the energy that was going on at that performance. So, yeah, apparently she's still performing, and she's in her 70s and still making it work, you know, still hitting those notes, still playing that guitar.
That is wonderful to hear. So what do you hope happens when all of you get together and share your favorite Joni Mitchell songs?
That's a good question. I think what I hope happens is that the audience will sing along. There are enough Joni Mitchell fans in the audience that they feel compelled to sing along and join us with the joy of Joni Mitchell's music.
The joy of Joni Mitchell's music. Well, let's go out of this segment with the joy of Joni Mitchell's music. What would you like to play for us?
I brought my dulcimer. That is an instrument that Joni played a lot of her early songs on. This is one of the songs we're going to do in the show on the dulcimer, but I'll just do like the first verse or so. But when we do it in the show, it's going to be with Taylor and with June. We're all joining together. It's not going to be just my solo song. It's going to be a group song with other musicians playing
with us. Oh, I can't wait to hear it. So Taylor Vitek and June Bunch joining you on that.
Yep, and a few other friends too.
The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Sure is high, the lake you carry, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy, I got beach tar on my feet, and I'm missing my clavaline and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane, I'll put on some silver. Whoa, you're a mean old daddy, but I like like you.
Terry Tippett heading up the Joni Mitchell retrospective at the Crystal Saloon tomorrow night at 7. And while we're at it, here's some of Terry Tippett's mentor, Joni Mitchell, performing at the 2022 Newport Folk Festival.
Rose and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way.
So good to hear Joni Mitchell's voice after all of these years. Not quite the same, but just as moving, if not more so, than back in the 60s.
So many things I would have done. But clouds got in my way.
I've looked at